Manuscript Releases, Volume 11, Numbers 851 to 920. MR, Number 919. Themes for Meditation. Let Jesus be lifted up. The truly converted soul is illuminated by the light shining from the Sun of Righteousness. That light tells upon hearts, lightens the pathway, dispels the darkness, because it comes from Him who says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. John 14, verse 6. Let everyone, to a man, now rise, and let his light so shine before men that they may see his good works, and glorify our Father which is in heaven. See Matthew 5, verse 16. Do what you can, and do it at once, cheerfully, heartily, prayerfully, joyfully, not as unto men, but unto God. Settle it in your hearts that you are not on the earth to exalt self, to make a great name, but to sink self wholly out of sight in Jesus Christ. Let Jesus be lifted up. Let the great truths connected with the salvation of man be the theme of your meditation day and night. Your work, both by precept and example, is to hold forth the word of life, to seek with all your power to bring souls to the knowledge of the truth. 38, 1890, page 8. To Brethren Church and Bell, and all the church in Fresno, February 21st, 1890. What Jesus has done for us. Say to the youth, if you have not given your heart to Jesus, make him the offering ere the year 1892 shall close. What has Jesus done for you? He has given his precious life for you. If God had not loved you, you would have retained Jesus in heaven. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3, verse 16. Do not allow the enemy to crowd this out of your mind. It is the most important theme for your meditation. What have I done to show that I appreciate this great love? What have I given to Jesus? The gift that will be a precious and fragrant offering to him will be yourself. You that have not made your decision to be sons and daughters of God, I beg of you to do this without any delay. Place your will on the side of God's will. He delights in mercy. Who is a God like unto thee, that pardoneth iniquity, and passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He retaineth not his anger forever, because he delighteth in mercy. Micah 7, verse 18. Have you decided to become a part of the heritage of the Lord? Ye are God's husbandry, ye are God's building. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 9. Come to Jesus just as you are, weak and sinful, ignorant and unworthy, and he will receive you. He says, a new heart also will I give you. Ezekiel 36, verse 26. Among the Jews was a remembrance made of sins every year, and they felt that sin needed a fresh sacrifice. Sins forgiven in Christ are remembered no more. Saith God, I will remember their sin no more. Jeremiah 31, verse 33. The Lord accepts the sinner that comes to him in contrition, repenting of his sins, and treats him just as if he were innocent. Again, he says our sins are covered. Will the youth think seriously and begin to inquire, what shall I do to be saved? Behold, the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world. John 1, verse 29. The more your mind is educated and trained to think of Jesus, to talk of Jesus, the less power will Satan have over your mind. He cannot bear to belong in the company of those who will meditate upon the love of God and Jesus Christ. Why Christ Came. When the human family received the deadly wound caused by Adam's transgression, it became needful for the sinless Son of God, one equal with the Father, to take our nature upon him and come to the world to live in our behalf a perfect life, making it possible for man, through his ministration, to become a partaker of the divine nature, and thus escape the corruption that is in the world through lust. It was as our Redeemer that he came, that those who believe in him may receive from him the strength and the virtue that will enable them to overcome in the struggle with evil. For this reason, the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. As in Adam all die, even so, through accepting Christ as a personal Saviour, all may be alive. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. John 3, verse 36. To the astonishment of all heaven, the proclamation was made that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son to a life of humiliation and suffering. By an amazing sacrifice, the Son of the infinite God displayed his love for the fallen race. He did this as the only means of manifesting the love of God for disobedient human beings. He made an offering that could not possibly be exceeded in value. The love of God was manifested in and through Christ. The Son of God suffered the penalty of sin, reconciling the world unto himself. He who knew no sin became a sin offering, that fallen, sinful human beings, through repentance and confession, might receive pardon. He became our propitiation, that man, repentant, humbled, receiving the merits of Christ, might be made the righteousness of God in him. We who have fallen through the transgression of the law of God have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. The way is open for everyone to prepare himself for the second appearing of Jesus Christ, that at his appearing we may be vindicated, having put away all evil and having overcome through the cleansing blood of Christ. Through the intercession of Christ, the image of God is renewed in mind and heart and character. Through the blood of the only begotten Son of God, we obtain redemption. We are accepted in the Beloved, made like unto Christ in character, receiving his wisdom, his righteousness, his sanctification, his redemption. If we hold the beginning of our confidence firm unto the end, we are in this world to honor God, and from all devising that would in any way tempt us to dishonor our Redeemer, we must turn away. In Christ, we have before us the pattern of all righteousness. 72, 1906, pages 3, 4. To Brother and Sister Farnsworth, February 19, 1906. White Estate, Washington, D.C., April 1st, 1982.